Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Warren, the running back. Warren, they fake it to him. Rodgers still has it. He's going to take off running for the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers.
What does it mean to get a win like this after the week that you guys have had and the week that kind of makes all of this up to you?
Means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
Kind of hard to do that. We have to talk every weekday from 2 to 6. So we can't shut the hell up. Brooke Pryor in there asking if what it means to win a game like this, given all of the noise that was out there with Mike Tomlin. And that was Aaron Rodgers' response. And then if you watch the video of it, he made kind of a funny face.
Almost like he wanted that. You know what that face was? I thought that was a, I'm actually glad you asked that. I wasn't saying shut the hell up to you personally.
Two questions off of this for people, and they're free to call in at 412-928-9370. Many of them have already today. Still time for more. We've interned Jack working. When you call in, you can tell him how wrong he is about Lamar Jackson, because he is a resident Jackson apologist, the biggest one in Pittsburgh. Didn't believe that Jackson played a bad game yesterday, and I still think he feels like he's the best quarterback in the NFL. So all that on the table for you and intern Jack to chop up when you call in. Two things from Rodgers. Number one, do Steelers fans want to call in and back him up on this and say that, see, Mike Tomlin proved everybody wrong? You know, that we were too hard on Mike, that we owe Mike an apology. Because
haters and losers in the media running amok again. Why don't you guys just shut up and watch the show?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Are there Steelers fans out there that want to stick up for Tomlin? And if so, here's your place to do it. And here's the number to call, 412-928-9370. I would say on that front, I don't owe him an apology, but it's probably leaning in that direction. I don't think yet that he's not out of my woods per se, but he can maybe see some light cracking through where he can like hear cars on a not so distant highway that make him think he's almost out of the.
What is this? The movie, the Village, woods? Where they're all living in the middle of like,
or The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon. Read that book by Stephen King.
Tom Gordon, the Red Sox reliever.
Yeah. That's a book about a girl that gets lost in the woods.
Get the F out.
I swear to God, man.
The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon.
Look it up. Stephen King writes a book every month that's about 1,000 pages long, and one of them was about a girl.
What the F is this?
Who got lost in the woods and got mauled by a bear.
But she loved Tom Gordon.
And that was her favorite player. Yeah. What a flex for Tom Gordon, I would say.
I would imagine Tom Gordon like wanted to be connected to this book.
Yeah.
This one was a mere 224 pages. For Stephen King, he farts that out before breakfast.
So he's not out of my woods yet, but he's getting closer.
Okay.
I said this last year. I'm not going to say that winning the division is nothing. If they win the division but lose a playoff game, I can't call it a bad season. I just can't. Even though it's a watered-down division, and even though all four teams have a negative point differential, going into the year, the Ravens were looked at as maybe the best team in the entire NFL by the football world. The Bengals had Joe Burrow. If you finish ahead of both of those teams, I've got to give them some amount of credit for it. Doesn't mean a lot.
How much credit do you really give a team, though, for the other two teams' best players getting injured for significant chunks of the season?
To that, I would say...
Especially in the Ravens' case, where they just cratered without him.
To that, I would say, and this is another compliment to Tomlin, that's happened to him, and his teams haven't cratered.
In a weird way, though, I think that's because
he's had Charlie Batch go in. He's had Mason Rudolph go in and win three games.
I know, but in a weird way, I think that especially more recently, like with Rudolph, it's a commentary in a negative sense on how poorly or how out of whack with the rest of the NFL they construct their team.
I know, but I'm just saying you're allowed to win games when another quarterback goes in. The Bengals don't have to field maybe the worst defense in the entire NFL where they score 30 points and keep losing games.
To be fair to them, they did actually beat the Steelers when their quarterback wasn't in there. And if they had just simply handled their business against the Jets.
Well, there you go. They didn't. If that backup quarterback had beaten the Jets, who blow, and the Bears, who they had on the ropes, okay, you're in a totally different spot now. And same thing with the Ravens.
I get it. I mean, the Bengals lost a ton of games. And if the
Ravens just lost two in-division games at home.
I know.
I don't have much empathy for them. So I'd have to give him some credit for that.
Like, you would give D'Amico Ryans a ton of credit right now because they won games and kept their head above water with Davis Mills.
Yes!
Like, that's a ridiculously good coaching job.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, did not get off to a great start. He's doing a little bit of the classic Tomlin where he dug his own hole.
They went 3-0 with our boy Mills Davis.
But they started 0-3.
No, I know.
So he's getting some credit for digging his way out of the hole that he helped make.
I think he's going to continue to get credit because they look like a team that could win the whole AFC.
I agree. So I'm not there yet where I feel like, man, I really mislabeled Tomlin and I was wrong to say the Steelers were better off without him and should move on from him.
The whole exercise, though, about like how much credit do you want to give, you're getting towards giving him something of a mea culpa here. Like, I guess it strikes me as kind of funny because like we know that if he's back next year, like we all assume he will be now.
Yeah.
That even unless they have something drastic happen in the playoffs when they get there, they win a game or even two games, they pull two big upsets in a wide open year,
yep.
No one's priors long-term on the man are going to change. He's going to be the same guy that he was at the end of this year, at the beginning of next year, with slightly different
results. I know, but he will have made a quarterback decision that I will have deemed somewhat of a success and not a failure, unlike the last few post-Ben. He brought Rodgers here at 41. They went to Baltimore and won. They win a division with him and play better in the playoffs. That's a marked improvement over life post-Ben, I think. Yeah, I mean, we got four football games to go. I mean, we're not there yet, but it's trending in that direction.
It would look good for him because he was the guy who wanted Rodgers. For all we know,
exactly.
If it was up to Arthur Smith, it would have been the Justin Fields offense yet again.
And that's why I've said to you numerous times, when the Rodgers signing happened and we found out how it happened, that it would either make Tomlin look really smart or look really dumb. And right now, I think it's not like, oh, Tomlin's a genius. He had the foresight to bring in Aaron Rodgers when other teams didn't. The Vikings didn't want him.
How many
him. He
games
did.
Have they won because he was good? The Jets game, this game.
Patriots game
Patriots
at the end.
Game, we've given them credit for the really sharp ending to the game. So three games that we figure they probably don't win if he's not their quarterback. Are there any games he has openly cost them? Like I think the Chargers game, he was so wretched, he didn't give them a chance to win.
I agree with that.
I don't think he cost them the Seahawks game. Caleb Johnson did.
He didn't cost them
the Bengals
game
was their defense. The Packers game was, I thought, partly him, man. I thought he was
horrible. Sure, it was. I mean, they also had a defense that gave up 20 straight passing plays, but yeah,
I understand that, but he did not. He provided nothing to them in the second half.
All right, keep going.
And then the Bears game, I thought he obviously didn't bear blame because he didn't play. The Bills game, I thought, was his worst game of the year.
Right.
But I don't know if that game changes outcome-wise if Aaron Rodgers plays like an above-average B-plus game.
Because their whole team was so
abundant in the final 30 minutes. Tom Brady in his prime himself might have been able to come down and it wouldn't have changed the outcome. Actually, it would have. Tom Brady would have.
I know this is a very low bar to clear. Is there another quarterback post-Ben who you think wins yesterday's game? Does Kenny make those throws downfield?
The very specific three-game version of Mason Rudolph that won them three games to get into the playoffs might have.
I guess.
But downfield, no. Rodgers still was slim. Like, Mason Rudolph, even in those games.
Rudolph doesn't show the mobility that Rodgers
did. Well, he also doesn't have the arm talent to, like, put the ball where he did to Metcalf a couple of times. Like, Mason was a catch-and-run guy.
And I know I've said positive things about Mason, in terms of where he ranks among backup quarterbacks and whatnot, and how I thought he compared to Rodgers when Rodgers was less than 100%. But he also might have a big screw-up in that game, too. He's thrown some ghastly interceptions lately.
Yeah, he threw a couple yakkers. Rodgers has two, but I mean, Rodgers still has more arm. I mean, the ball to Metcalf actually yesterday to start the second half, I don't think Mason has that play in his arsenal because he's just not naturally athletic enough to do that. And then there was a seed. The thing with Rodgers that has me and connects back to Tomlin, though, that does have me like worried is Tomlin has hitched the wagons to a man who very, like, legitimately wasn't trying to be funny. It was, because I'm almost the same age as Rodgers, so I know what he's talking about. And it, like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, oh, God, is he really saying this out loud? It really is somewhat dependent on how he wakes up on a given day. Like, I don't think he's trying to be funny there. I think his body felt good on Sunday, and that is a legitimate reason that he played that way.
I know it didn't really, I don't know how it manifested and helped them at all in this game or what it does moving forward, but I can tell you among my favorite things Aaron Rodgers has done this season was express the anger with the sideline over what happened on that Calvin Austin play that got overturned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where he's like,
why aren't
come on.
We getting up to the ball quick?
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we buying ourselves a couple of cheap yards here?
Yes. I love like holding the coaches to a higher standard and asking them to be more buttoned up and less sloppy in situations like that. That's a good thing. That's one of the things that fans wanted
the
to see happen when he signed here. Some accountability.
The problem is that accountability should flow from the top down. It shouldn't have to be we brought in a quarterback who's ancient, and then he's the one putting that on us.
My theory on Rodgers in this game is that he lit a fire under Metcalf. I think that, maybe it wasn't Metcalf not showing up for
But calling out
film
the receivers
sessions.
Writ large is going to obviously
but,
call out the biggest name
no,
and
but
biggest paid guy.
I think even more specific than that, I think Metcalf might have been a little resigned to his fate within the Steelers offense and not getting the ball, and that had seeped into some of his practice habits and whatnot. And I think Rodgers said that knowing that it would get on Metcalf's radar, and he went out and had a great practice week, and then immediately Rodgers rewarded him for it by throwing the ball to him. They probably knew it was a good matchup too based on how Baltimore devised its defense, and Rodgers probably figured he'd have time to throw the ball too. So like, I think that was like him playing psychologist with his players and knowing his teammates and getting the most out of them. We've seen that go the opposite way in New York. I think Garrett Wilson basically quit on him.
I mean, I think it still hindered Roman Wilson. You don't think Rodgers had a quiet... I know that everyone involved will say no. It's the coaches who make the decisions on who's inactive and active. You don't think Rodgers went to Mike and said, well, you didn't get Adam Thielen here so he could sit the bench.
Like, at MVS.
Right. I think that is still him saying, I'd rather have those guys out there than Roman Wilson.
Yeah, that's a decision from this game that short-term win, long-term loss.
It's horrible for... If you're Roman Wilson and you've been like talked about by the coach, actually, as like a guy on a slow but upward trajectory, like I think that's how they've described him.
Yeah.
It's not a steep hill. It's a gradual climb he's doing. Still better than nothing. And then you get made inactive for a guy who's going to be collecting AARP.
Yeah.
Or joining AARP in 15 years or whatever, and a guy in MVS who we're not quite sure can even run.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I agree. Here's Rob on the fan. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. I'm going to switch gears on you slightly a little bit here. A week from today, Steelers play the Dolphins. I hope they destroy them. But I'm not sure if you guys know what happened at the end of October with the morning show, and I'm just curious on your take on it. Harry Callis actually was willing to rip off Pony's bit and put his nipples on the line for this game. Were you guys aware of that?
No.
No,
wait,
I'm not.
So what's going on?
October 28th, on the early morning show, Harry Callis was willing to put his nipples on the line for the Steelers-Miami Dolphins game.
Does he know who the Miami Dolphins are?
So wait a minute. What has to happen? If the Steelers lose, he's got to get his nipples pierced?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said he'd do it.
He could use rebar for that.
I just can't somebody come up with something new? We got to do another nipple event? Well,
there's nipples, there's tattoos. What else is there?
Well, I've got some ideas in mind if I end up winning the picks bet with you guys this year. I've got something in mind for you that I don't want to share on the air yet because I don't want that to motivate you to make better picks.
Oh, I thought of one that I would, like, what would it cost? We could probably get like a fitness equipment company in on this. Somebody loses picks. They have to get on like a walking, you know, a treadmill, right? Set it to like a brisk walk. And they just have to host for 24 hours straight on the station, constantly moving. I feel like that would be a grueling thing to have to do.
Alex has tweeted in and said, Rob's wrong that Callis said he would do a show in drag if the Steelers lost to the Dolphins.
So I'm thinking like Callis dressed up. Well, no, I don't want to think about this. Callis, like, it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Would he try to do like a feminine voice the entire? Hello, it's me, Harry Callis.
I don't think he, what is he, Mickey Mouse again when he's trying to be that way?
You don't think that would be good?
Oh, yeah, I don't need to. No. I don't think we need to picture Callis that way. That's not punishing him, is it?
You think he'd be down with that?
I think he would just be like, well, I have to pay off my bet. I think that's punishing, like...
all of us for having to see him in drag.
I think that's the Crowley walking across the bridge in a leopard print thong kind of thing in action.
No, but that's embarrassing for him, too. That's worse than Callis doing drag. Because the Callis drag thing might have the same effect as when they did that thing that turned me into a woman. Maybe some people will find him attractive.
What if he goes, I consulted with RuPaul, actually, to see how to make this work best.
Here's Mac on the fan. Hello, Mac.
Tony, Chris, what's up? What's up,
hey,
fellas?
Man.
Hey, Mac. Real quick, remember last time I called in, I said the owner actually lost this season whenever they didn't go out and get a wide receiver during the trade deadline.
Okay.
And we see... but those two decoys, Thielen and MVS, what they were able to do to get Metcalf open. But I just want to point out one thing, and that's Mike Tomlin's regression. If you recall, Mike Tomlin had the best franchise quarterback, best franchise running back and wide receiver, and he couldn't get over that hump with them guys. And I feel like if he couldn't win with those guys, he's not going to win with these guys. That's so, just my opinion.
So you think that in the long run, yesterday's win was bad then, because he's probably going to get his option picked up for 2027 now, and the Steelers are going to think everything's fine with Tomlin because they're not going to fire him after this year. He's going to be allowed to pick their next franchise quarterback in April.
I wouldn't say it's bad because Mike Tomlin's a mediocre coach. I mean, you're going to get to the playoffs. And
well, it's mediocre good.
Yeah, you don't want you don't sound like a guy that wants to settle for mediocre, Mac. You sound like a guy that wants this team to pursue excellence.
Well, I do. But the thing is, the owner doesn't.
I understand. Mac, I get that, man. But, like, if you have a certain standard you hold this team to and want to see them aspire to, and I think it's similar to what Andrew and I feel about this team, then that game was kind of a bad thing for them because it's going to just reinforce the owner's commitment to a mediocre coach.
I feel that's exactly right. He's going to be good enough to be playing meaningful games towards the end of the season.
But never winning them in the playoffs anymore.
That's right.
Thank you, Mac. I can't say right now never winning in the playoffs again because they're probably going to host a game, and I don't think it's out of the question they win it if Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf can rekindle what they did yesterday.
Would you agree with the following quick statement here, that of the teams that would be in the playoffs if the season ended today, Houston's defense is like the best unit on either side of the ball in the AFC?
That they would play, potentially?
No. Just like rank like teams. Everybody's got an offense. Everybody's got a defense.
Yeah.
I would say Houston's defense is the best single group in the conference. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I would say, like, even though I don't trust them a ton, Buffalo's offense, I think, is still really,
they have Josh
really
Allen. That's right. All I have
and
to say.
Like, New England's offense is still very good with Drake May. I don't feel like the Steelers rank highly on either side of the ball, like, in a consistent way in that sense. I don't know how many I'd rank their offense ahead of. I don't know how many defenses
I think the Steelers could beat New
of.
England again, especially if the game were here. It won't be because I don't see them blowing the division.
Don't you think Drake May is a different and better player than
I
he
do,
even was
but
then?
He doesn't have his left tackle anymore. I think their running backs are good, but I think Vrabel sometimes doesn't know which ones to use. Look at the Stevenson fumbles against the Steelers, for example. I don't think their wide receivers and tight ends are such good weapons where it's inconceivable for me to imagine those guys getting slowed down and that would help the pass rush.
Booty
get to
is
Drake
starting
May.
To come along. I know the
he's
numbers
a nice
aren't crazy.
Player,
he's got
but he's,
six touchdowns,
okay,
man.
But
they've got a little connection starting to go there.
But he's not like he doesn't keep me up at night as a guy that comes in here. I don't know.
They got five dudes with at least 400 yards receiving. That's like a nice
New England's having a great year. They're ahead of schedule in most people's minds, but I don't look at them as some
they'd be, what,
indomitable
a touchdown
team.
Favorite?
No way. I don't.
You don't
think, so.
Think
here?
Would be, no. No, because I think they're going to win their division. If the Steelers somehow got to them, it would be them as the number one seed most likely.
Yeah, I think the Steelers would be like a 5 or 6 point underdog there.
So you don't think that Vegas really believes quite in them?
I think in the odds makers' mind, we'll see when they play in a couple of weeks. I don't think the odds makers thought that I don't think the odds makers think there's a big difference between the Ravens and Patriots. And the Steelers are what, a 5.5 point underdog yesterday?
I think that's what it ended up.
I don't think they'd be a touchdown underdog at Denver on the road or something like that. I don't. I think if they had to go to Houston, they'd be a big underdog, a pretty significant underdog with the way that defense is playing. I think if they had to go to Buffalo, they'd be a pretty significant underdog.
An 8-point underdog in Houston with an over-under of 20.5.
Do we owe Mike Tomlin an apology yet? Aaron Rodgers said after that Steelers big win in Baltimore that maybe this win gets people to shut up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.